Trumos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, 3-3. This is an absolutely fascinating Mishnah, which sheds light not just on the halachas of Trumos, but also the nature of partnership. If you recall from the very first Mishnah Masechta, we had said that there were five people who couldn't give Truma, and even if they did take Truma, their separation of Truma is ineffective. It was based on Pesukim at the very beginning of Parshas Truma in the Chumash and in Shmos. And we had said that the five people were, first of all, those who haven't, the Chereshot of a Katan, the deaf mute, the mentally incompetent, and the child. And then we had said, aside for them, we also had one who tithes for another person. Hatorim es she'eino shelo, one who tithes that which is not his. So we said, because the verse over there regarding Truma, the gifts in the to the Mishkan in the desert, it had to be me'itam, from yourselves. It was understood that one can only tithe that which is his, it's coming from himself, and not tithe someone else's property. That is consistent with the ta'am, the explanation or rationale that I gave for the mitzvah, that when one gives, he's giving as an opportunity to inculcate into himself the midas nasina, the trait of being a giver, and of Hakar Satov, of recognizing the goodness Hashem did for him. And since one is meant to be moved to want to give and reciprocate in response to all the blessings that God has given to him, he'll want to give something back to Hashem. And since he can't give it directly, the Torah gives the opportunity of giving it to God's proxy, the Kohen. That being the case, it makes sense that you would, the whole opportunity of the mitzvah is to give from your property, and it wouldn't make sense, therefore, necessarily for the Mishnah to allow you to give from someone else's stuff, which would obviate the need for you and the opportunity for you to give of your own, which is exactly what the mitzvah is coming to do. At least that's the tam, that's a rationale behind the mitzvah. The mitzvah, of course, remains, because there is a kasuv, a black and white halacha from the Torah, that you simply can't tithe that which isn't yours. In any case, our Mishnah now discusses the fascinating question about what happens if you own something in partnership with another person. So the case here is that Reuven and Shimon are partners. They have, let's say, a vineyard together, and they have their 100 barrels of wine that now they've produced. So the question is, can Reuven take a tithe on behalf of Shimon? If Reuven takes Truma for Shimon, will that work? Because the 100 barrels they own are owned collectively, but of course economically and legally, only 50 of those barrels will go to Reuven and the remaining 50 will go to Shimon. So the question is, if Reuven takes 1/50th, meaning 2 barrels, 2%, 2 barrels of wine to be Truma, one for him, one for Shimon, will that be effective? So it's going to come out in the Yerushalmi, not here in the Mishnah, that it's clear that the same way the first Mishnah in the Masechta is qualified. Later on, we said, if Reuven gives specific authorization to Shimon to act as his agent, then certainly Shimon, the Jew Shimon, can take tithes, including Truma, separate Truma, on behalf of Shimon, of Reuven. That will definitely work. So explicit authorization for sure would work. So in the case of the partnership, certainly, if the two partners are owning together and one explicitly, meaning he spoke out in words, that the other has the authorization to tithe on his behalf, then certainly he, the second, can tithe on behalf of the first. So if Reuven authorizes Shimon to tithe for him, Shimon can take no problem for Reuven. The question our Mishnah is considering here is where there is no explicit authorization. Reuven and Shimon never discussed who would do the tithing. So it'll come out in the Yerushalmi that if it's clear, let's say for argument's sake, I'll change what I said before. Let's say for argument's sake, Shimon is doing the tithing on behalf of Reuven. Shimon tithed first for Reuven. So it's going to be clear that if A, Reuven authorized Shimon to tithe verbally, he explicitly said, you can tithe for me, then for sure the separation of Truma, etc. will work. Moreover, it'll come out that if it's implicitly clear to everyone that Shimon can be tithing on behalf of Reuven, then that will also work, meaning, let's say, for example, Reuven and Shimon are partners, and Reuven knows that Shimon is super religious, qualified, educated on the halachas of Truma, etc. And therefore, it's clear that, you know, we'll call Reuven looks to Shimon as being, so to speak, the rabbi, quote-unquote, of the partnership. So certainly it goes without saying, and it went without saying, that Shimon will be authorized to take the trumo because he's, so to speak, the rabbi in the relationship. He knows what he's doing. That's what the Rush learns. The Rush learns as long as Shimon knows what he's doing, Reuven for sure would agree to him taking the tithes. According to Ram in the Parish Mishnayos, it's that Shimon is, so to speak, like the managing partner. He's the one who Reuven relies upon for all sorts of things in terms of the administration of the affairs of the partnership. So certainly, just as Reuven doesn't require Shimon to have dual signatures on the checks, so to speak, he lets Shimon take care of things. He lets Shimon also do the tithing. That's also okay, says the Rambam. So that will be implicit authorization, and that would also work. The flip side, if it's clear that, so to speak, Reuven is the rabbi in the relationship, and Reuven really doesn't necessarily trust Shimon in terms of his tithing abilities, or Reuven is, uneducated regarding tithing, so then certainly Reuven would never implicitly authorize Shimon to do the tithing, and that being the case, everyone will agree that if Shimon does the tithing, it's ineffective. That's according to Rush, who learns us about, Reuven trusting Shimon for the halachic technicalities of tithing. According to Rambam, would be where, let's say, Reuven is the managing partner, and again, Shimon isn't, and therefore Reuven didn't necessarily trust Shimon to do anything in terms of the admin of the wine. So that would include not necessarily trusting him or relying on him or authorizing him to do the tithing, separating of the truma, etc. So in that case, there is no implicit authorization granted from Reuven to Shimon. So if Shimon would do the tithing, separate truma, it would not be effective. The case of our Mishnah is going to be where Reuven and Shimon are partners. They never discussed explicitly who would do the tithing. And Reuven is just not necessarily, even implicitly, clear that Shimon could and should be the one to take Trumos. That is to say, according to Rush, Reuven isn't necessarily sure that Shimon knows what he's doing in terms of the tithing. And according to the Rambam, it'll be Reuven is not necessarily comfortable with Shimon doing everything in terms of administration, etc. So since it's ambiguous, we have to now decide. Since there was never explicit authorization given from Reuven to Shimon, and it's ambiguous, it's not clear if Reuven would have even implicitly authorized Shimon to do the tithing. When Shimon went and tithed, do we now consider it to be an effective taking of truma or not? And that's in Machlokas Tanai. The Mishnah says, Hashutafim, if there are partners, Shetarmu ze achar ze, that one tithe after the other. So the case in our Mishnah is a very, simpler case in terms of how it played itself out, where first Shimon did the tithing on behalf of both of them, and then Reuven, not knowing Shimon had done the tithing, also tithes it, also takes the truma. I keep on saying tithe, but I really should make it clear we're talking about taking truma here. So that is, so let me explain this. Here's the case. Here's the picture. You have 100 barrels of wine, and you want to give 2%, 1/50th of that, as truma. So Shimon gets up in the morning, he says, okay, let's get this going, and he takes 2 barrels of wine as truma, and he says, one is for my 50, and one is for Reuven's 50. That's everything is, in terms of the numbers and the taking of the truma, everything is good. Reuven then wakes up, and not knowing that Shimon had done the separating of the truma, he also takes 2 barrels and says, one is for my 50, and one is for Shimon's 50. So the question is, if Shimon's tithing, his separation of trumas worked, so then, and it was totally effective, then Reuven attempted to take truma from already tithed produce. And that being the case, nothing would happen. It would be ineffective. But if Shimon's tithing wasn't effective for Reuven, because he wasn't authorized to take tithe and separate truma for Reuven's share, it'll come out then that the half of the 100 that belongs to Shimon is now properly having truma separated from it, but the half that belongs to Reuven is not and still must have truma taken from it. So Rabbi Akiva, the first Shita, will say that, as the Mishnah says inside, Rabbi Akiva Omer, trumas shnehem truma. Both of their truma separations are effective. They do work. That is to say, Rabbi Akiva holds that even though it's a partnership, since it's not explicit and not even implicit that Reuven would authorize Shimon to take tithes and truma for him, so therefore, Shimon's taking of the truma is only effective on his portion, and then when Reuven does afterwards, it'll only be effective on Reuven's portion. That is to say, when the two barrels of wine are separated by Shimon to be Truma on the 100, one of the barrels will be Truma, and one of the barrels will remain Tevel, because he has no authorization and therefore no ability to do the turn the second barrel into Truma, because that would be taking Truma for Reuven's portion. So then what will happen is you'll have two barrels off to the side, one of which will be Truma and one of which will be still Tevel. When Reuven now comes and he takes two more barrels worth of wine and says, one is for me and one is for Shimon, so Shimon's won't need and can't be taking Truma a second time, because it's been Truma taken once, but Reuven's does need to have Truma taken, and it will be effective. Therefore, when Reuven takes the one barrel, it'll be 1/50. So where are those 50? So originally, there were 49 in the main section, 49 out of the 98 that were remaining after Shimon took two. And then there'll be another one with Shimon's two for a total of 50. So Reuven will take one from the 49. He actually takes two, excuse me, he takes two from the 98, but one of them belongs to him, and that'll be one of his 49. And he'll say, this will be Truma, which will be effective on taking Truma from the remaining 48 left with the original barrels of wine, and the one that Shimon had separated aside. So if you're now keeping track, maybe easier with the picture, you'll have a total of what was 100 is now down to 96 back, let's say, in the storage facility, because there are 96 still there, because two more are where Shimon put them, and now two more are where Reuven put them. So you have 96 plus 2 was 100. But one of the two by Shimon will be Truma, and one of the two by Reuven will be Truma. Since you won't know which of the two in both those cases are the Truma and which is now, both of them be tithed properly, so which of the two is now Chulin, since both of them have now tithed their 50, so everything is good, you'll have to give all four barrels to a Kohen, and you'll simply have to tell the Kohen that two of them belong to you as Truma, the other two are Chulin, Truma's been taken from them, but you still have to do subsequent tithing, you'll have to take Meiser and so on and so forth. And then the Kohen will be allowed to pay for up to two barrels out of the four, meaning two barrels have to go to the Kohen for free because they belong to the Kohen. The other two, Reuven and Shimon, the partnership could sell to a Kohen because that is not economically property of the Kohen, but they'll have to give it to a Kohen because since there's no way for a non-Kohen to eat from any of those four barrels because any of them could be Truma. Okay, so that's Rabbi Kiva's case. That since both of them tithe, it'll ultimately be okay, but you'll have the situation where Shimon only was able to tithe for Shimon's and Reuven was only able to tithe for Reuven's. And that's what the Mishnah says again, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Truma Shnehem Truma, each one's separation of Truma is effective for themselves, but not for the other parties. V'chacham Amrim, the Chacham disagree. The Chacham say no, if it's not totally clear if Reuven authorized Shimon or otherwise, we can assume safely since they're partners, and since there's no good reason for Reuven not to authorize Shimon, therefore we'll assume that Reuven would implicitly give permission to Shimon to do tithing, and if Shimon did take Truma properly, then Shimon's first taking is effective, and that being the case, Truma Sarisha, on the first two barrels that were taken off by Shimon, those will be Truma, and with the stuff that Reuven does the second time is like nothing. You can just pour them those two barrels back to with the rest of the remaining 96. Rabbi Yossi is going to come to just clarify, to modify what the Chacham said. Rabbi Yossi holds, Im tarm harishon kishior, so long as the first guy, meaning Shimon, tithe the appropriate amount, then ein truma sasheni truma. Then when Reuven goes and attempts to take truma a second time, it won't work. Because you'll recall that midda oraisa, according to the Torah, even one drop of wine would be sufficient as truma to exempt the entire 100 barrels from any further truma taking. However, the rabbi said no. When it comes to taking truma, you should give, an average person should give 1/50th a stingy person can give 1/60th, and a generous person can give 1/40th of the total supply. So when we say that Reuven has implicitly authorized Shimon to take the tithing and take the trumas, that's assuming that he takes exactly 1/50th. But if he doesn't take 1/50th, so then who says that Reuven wanted him to take, let's say, less than 1/50th and give a 60th, and therefore won't be effective. So Rabbi Yossi says it only works if Shimon does as what an average person would do, and we can assume that Reuven wants Shimon to do what's average, an average person should do, and therefore specifically 1/50th was taken by Shimon. Otherwise, it's not effective on behalf of Reuven, and Reuven has to take it his own again. So that's what it says here. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Im Tarm Harishon Kashir, the first guy took as is appropriate, meaning a 50th, Ein Truma Sasheni Truma, then that first separation of Truma was effective, and what Reuven will take is ineffective, he can go back because it's too late, doesn't need to be done. Vim Lotarm Harishon Kashir, on the other hand, if Shimon, the first tithe, wasn't done specifically 1/50th, then Truma Sasheni Truma, then Shimon was not effective and not successful in tithing on Reuven's behalf because he wasn't authorized to take less than what there was prescribed by the rabbis 1/50th, and therefore when Reuven goes and tithes a second time, at least for his half of the wine, Reuven's taking of Truma is still effective. And the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, as the Chacham, as modified by Rabbi Yossi.